Like most young women, Wafa bin Salem goes out to movies and dinner, dates men, albeit usually with a chaperone, and is a self-avowed fashion maven. Still, she's a far cry from many of today's young women in France. In her body-covering clothes, the headscarf tied under her chin, and bin Salem's personal vow not to have sex before marriage.
Je veux être vierge pour mariage parce que je suis musulmane.
A university student from southern France, bin Salem says Islam frowns on women who are not virgins before they marry. And as a practicing Muslim, she says she will abide by its strictures. She says she may meet and date men, and she will pick her own husband. But she says she will remain chaste until she ties a knot. The question of chastity and modesty in Islam has been much debated in France in recent weeks. First, a court in the northern city of Lille annulled the marriage of two Muslims after the husband claimed his wife was not a virgin at her wedding. The incident sparked outrage. More recently, the Council of State, the country's highest administrative body, upheld a decision barring French citizenship to another Muslim woman from Morocco who wears a face-covering burqa or niqab. It argued what was called her radical practice of Islam was incompatible with French values. Urban Affairs Minister Fadela Amara, a practicing Muslim of Algerian descent, hailed the decision, calling the niqab a sign of oppression of women. Several other incidents, including allegations of Muslim husband, prevented a male doctor from performing an emergency cesarean on his wife, have helped reinforce assumptions that Muslim women in France are living under the thumbs of their men. But analysts like Frank Fregosi, a sociologist who has written extensively on Islam, warns against easy stereotypes. Fregosi says that far from being submissive, many Muslim women in France and elsewhere in Europe are looking for a fit between their faith and the highly secularized societies in which they live. He says many girls will date boys, but hide it from their families, many of them ethnic immigrants who come from conservative societies in Turkey or North Africa. Fregosi says some young women even have sexual relations before marriage, but they'll still try to preserve appearances so their families won't know. According to media reports, a growing number of Muslim women in Europe are opting for surgery to repair their hymens to give the appearance of virginity at marriage.
Pour l'Allemagne, par exemple, pour d'autres jeunes filles dans le milieu extrêmement religieux, elles essaient de marquer des points.
Fregosi says even very devout young women are struggling to break free from their cultural traditions, including shunning chosen marriages. He says they prefer to choose a pious husband, not a cousin or another man chosen by the family. France's 5 million strong Muslim community has offered mixed reactions to the annulled marriage in Lille and to the niqab incident. Many are not strict practitioners of their faith. A 2006 survey by the CSI polling agency found that although nearly 9 in 10 Muslims observe the holy fasting month of Ramadan, only 17% go to mosque regularly. Some 90% are said to approve the idea of equality between sexes. Anthropologist Dunya Bouzar, who specializes in Muslim issues, says even Muslim clerics here generally agreed that in the case of Lille, the husband should have settled the question about his wife's virginity discreetly and not in court. University student bin Salem agrees. Bin Salem says that if a woman is not a virgin before her marriage, that's her own affair, and it's a matter between her and God. But she believes many French mistakenly consider the annulment as another example of Islam's bias against women. Bin Salem claims the French media, in particular, are quick to stereotype devout Muslim women like herself, that they never go out, that they're subjugated by men, that they don't know anything. She says that is simply not true. Anthropologist Bouzar agrees. Bouzar says there are too many easy and incorrect biases against Muslim women here. She says that although some are becoming increasingly devout, they're also questioning the model of sexual liberty and whether it truly represents more freedom. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.